Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I'm very grateful you could be with us today. This podcast is being recorded and aired for March the 19th, 2023. We're going to talk about a very, very important subject, self-hatred. And this is something that a lot of us suffer from, and we don't even know we are suffering from it, basically because we have such powerful defense mechanisms against it. And we try to reason with ourselves. We try to talk ourselves into the idea that we love ourselves or that we're good people or whatever. And the fact of the matter is we miss. So what does it mean to love ourselves? Well, I have this wonderful email from Wendell, again, in Northern California. He just says he lives there. And he asks the question, why are there so many of us that hate ourselves? Well, his email is about some of the things that he does that he hates himself for, but feels what he called compelled to do them anyway. And the compelling is really obsession and compulsion. And I'm going to just leave it at that and not tell you, you know, what his shtick is. But a lot of people have this. They have this drive, this compulsion, this obsession to do things that they know are, well, against the nature of their higher nature, shall we say. Let's just put it that way, and that'll help a little bit. And the reason this happens, if you read Robert Sapolsky's book, Behave, you will find out their origins are in chemistry, in the body, in the brain, and in the endorphins that we really promote within ourselves. Our genetics are deeply involved. There are so many things in our body that make it possible for us to act and live and think the way we do. Most of the time, we have no idea what we are thinking, what we are saying, what we are doing, and where it is coming from. We have absolutely no idea. How is it that we become very self-conscious? How is it that we become very driven through vengeance and pride to say and do things that we think are justified, but really do nothing to help us at all, do not awaken us, do not allow us to be awakened? So when you start looking at pride, vanity, obsession, compulsion, you put them together, you realize they weaken the position of a person psychologically and emotionally. And when you live from your body and you pride yourself on your body, or you pride yourself on your genetic heritage, when you look at your mother and your father, you're not going to like me for saying this, and think to yourself, boy, do I love them. Boy, they're just like me, or I'm just like them, or this is our family. But there's a pride thing going on. You accelerate the difficulties of self-hatred, because eventually you're going to find that everything the body does, the chemistry in you does, is involuntary on our part. As Sapolsky says, there's no such thing as free will, and he is right. There is no such thing as free will. You can think what you want about that. You can pretend. You can fake it till you think you can make it kind of thing. You can do whatever you want. But the truth of the matter is, in the end, the body will obsess and compulse. And whether or not you choose to do what the body obsesses and compulses is up to you. If you resist that, you will be in the effort of transcending. It's the beginning of the effort of spiritual transcendence. If you succumb to it and you allow it to push you around and make you feel bad about yourself and hate yourself, as Wendell put it, then you're defeated. even if you don't do it, even if you, you know, whatever is the compulsion, if you look at it and say, I'm not going to do that, and I feel bad that I have these tendencies, that won't help you. To be aware that they belong to a separate part of yourself that you don't have to participate in, that maybe you understand so deeply you refuse to participate in. That is where changes begin to occur. But, Wendell, if you're going to do this, you have to understand something. You have to go into third person. You have to be able to live watching Wendell do what Wendell does and not allow Wendell to overcome you. Now, he can feel bad. He can feel angry. He can feel whatever, but you don't respond to it. You don't live from it. You don't act from it. You don't live in the mental acuity of it and actuate it. Pride is a big one. This is a huge problem of why we hate ourselves, because we often do things out of pride that relate to a vengeance that we feel demeaned by. Maybe somebody you think demeaned you, and so you use this time, this pride, to cultivate a vengeance, or the vengeance will cultivate you. And before you know it, all of this stuff is happening over and over and over again. And you're feeling inside of yourself maybe that you have more power now because you're able to overcome your vengeance with some prideful act that you think is justified and righteousized, as I always call it, this righteousness. I rationalize it through righteousness and make myself believe I'm doing the right thing or what is deserved. And then, you know, you just fall into this vacuum of fear and hate. And we hate ourselves, as you put it, because we know what we are doing, well, isn't the option we wish we had. But we always have options. I want you to remember this. This will help you, Wendell. You are love. Not Wendell, the authentic part of you, that inexplicable part of you, is love. And if you can focus with your mind and your breath on the fact of you are love, then you will sit in the inner posture of a loving kindness. A kindness that supersedes and exceeds human will. It's a recognition that you need, not some sort of inner willpower over something that you know you shouldn't do. It's more than that. It is recognizing, if I do this, I will pay the consequences of it, like Tweety Bird. If I do this, I get a whipping. And most people then, as Tweety Bird would say, I do it anyway. When you don't do it anymore, when you can look at it from the point of view of a sense of humor, a sense of, oh, if I do this, I'm in the continuum of living out of my genetic heritage and nature. My acuity, my mental acuity will not rise. If you can begin there, then eventually you can get to a place where you can meditate and you can start to realize the nature of meditation in you. And this nature of meditation is a revealer. It reveals the authentic of you rather than perpetuate the obsession and the compulsion that you might be feeling in your body. Don't be run by your emotions, and you will find yourself in a place of great wisdom, a place where you actually do have the ability to move beyond your body that wants to remain stagnant and in all sorts of postures of behavior that cultivate habit, and you will live in the beauty, not the confines, the beauty of an inner freedom that most people neglect. I hope that helps you. Again, if you need anything, Wendell, I sent you my number. You can call me. Please forgive me. Namaste. That's it for the week. We'll have more next week. Thank you for listening. I hope this podcast helped you. And if you have any questions, comments, whatever, you can reach me at greg@aspire.org. Have a beautiful weekend. And once again, as always, please forgive me. Namaste.